And next up on the Partner's Voice, we have from our core carrier partners at AXA Equitable, Chief Underwriter and Large Case Manager, Tony King, and Vice President of Advanced Markets and a friend of Partners Financial, Mark Teitelbaum. Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mike.
How you doing today?
We're doing fine.
This is great. I love being in the studio and getting people excited about talking to us.
Absolutely. This is a great opportunity, so thank you in advance.
Absolutely. All right. I was reading the flyer on the subject we're going to talk about, and at the top of the flyer it says 1 + 1 = 2. Turn one sale into two or more. And this is your new projected inheritance financial underwriting program, right?
You got that right.
All right. Tell us about it. Just, you know, at a macro level, Mark, maybe we have you start with it and Tony, you pile on, obviously. But talk to us about why this program, why now, and what do you think the advantage of having it is?
Mike, thanks for asking that question. We've been running with this program for about a year now, and it's opened up a number of very attractive sales, a number of very good opportunities. The 1 + 1 goes a long ways towards helping producers work with high-end clients, because now they're no longer working just with the older generation, but it's also opened up the opportunity for them to work with additional generations,
right,
either Generation 2 or even Generation 3.
Mm-hmm.
But it's particularly attractive now because under today's current estate tax law environment, clients have the opportunity to transfer tremendous amounts of net worth,
mm-hmm,
and it allows them to leverage this net worth through multi-generational trusts to benefit Generations 2, Generations 3, and even later generations.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to underwrite a younger generation based on an anticipated inheritance allows for even greater leverage of death benefits based on the gifted assets.
Now, I know, Mark, you know, magic is made in underwriting. Underwriting is absolutely an art. And Tony, you're no stranger to that artwork. How does AXA utilize the tools or features and benefits in this program to differentiate itself from carriers that have similar products, similar focused on high net worth individuals, older age, G1 individuals wanting to protect the futures of G2 and G3?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Here at AXA, we're always looking for ways to provide options to your customers with emerging marketplaces. One of the things that we get excited about from an underwriting perspective is the opportunity to approach this particular future inheritance concept with options. That's what our underwriters bring to the table here at AXA.
Mm-hmm.
There are several parameters that go into the risk assessment with regards to the age of the parent, or we would call Generation 1 or the bequeather, being 75 years or older.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have some internal stretch guidelines where it makes sense to do so. We will consider lower ages as long as we confirm that the life expectancy is less than 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where we shine is that we will consider an appreciation factor on a case-by-case basis, depending upon the structure of the inheritance planning, details of the assets to be inherited, and the value and type of assets. So what we like to do is look at each case individually based on the planning, the merits of that individual case, so that we can extend offers for some pretty large cases.
On the aggressive side of things, just, you know, thinking out loud a bit on our producer's behalf, there's a conservative spectrum of growth of the assets and maybe a more aggressive spectrum for projecting the assets. Where would you fall?
I would say that we would be a little more aggressive in certain case scenarios.
Okay.
Once again, it depends on the merits of the case, but we have been in competition and won some cases with respect to taking a look at, once again, what the assets are comprised of,
mm-hmm,
and being able to put an appreciation on that in addition to individual estate needs when applicable on the case.
Okay, so let's talk about a scenario then. you know, you've had a recent success story, right?
Absolutely.
Come on, share it.
We've had a number of successes with this program, but just in the last 10 days, we had our first success with one of the NFP entities. And I'll give the background on this case in a moment, but just to put the size of the case into perspective, the target premium on this case was $630,000, and that was paid last week.
Oh, we love target premiums like that.
Now, the background on this case is this. The client and the client's daughter were referred to this producer by their CPA. The mother in the case is 75, and so she falls within our guidelines without any stretch, and she had a net worth of $16 million.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter, in this case, was going to inherit that $16 million. She's age 49, a preferred non-smoker. Unusual for some of the other, compared to some of the other cases we've had, is she had a net worth in her own right of $11 million.
Mm-hmm.
That only served to help further enhance the amount that we were able to underwrite the daughter for.
Right.
The CPA had recommended to the mother, she had the wherewithal, and she was willing to gift $4 million of her assets out of her estate into an irrevocable trust. She had already used up her earlier, smaller $1 million exemption and was now going to take advantage of maxing out her full lifetime exemption. The trust was going to benefit the daughter and also the daughter's twin children, and they knew that the daughter will need coverage in her, on her own life.
Mm-hmm.
And the recommendation that was made by the CPA was to purchase $38 million of coverage. The producer went out to three carriers and wanted to split the case among the three. I won't mention who they are, but no carrier would commit. The most they could get was a line of $20 million combined.
Mm-hmm.
And that was based only on the net worth of the daughter of $11 million. There was no consideration given to the anticipated inheritance. The agency on the case remembered AXA's projected inheritance program, and they called in for assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And our underwriter on that case confirmed the program, and based on the daughter's net worth and the anticipated inheritance from the mother, he was actually able to underwrite the daughter for a total line of $55 million. And in the end, they only went with the $38
million mm-hmm.
that the CPA had originally considered. But we had the capacity to go even higher.
Wonderful.
Now, originally, the producer was looking at a guaranteed UL. We looked at our indexed UL, discussed the upside potential, the downside protection, our guaranteed crediting rate. And after discussing the merits of the IUL and the cash value that the product would provide to the trust, the producer was sold on it, and he then was able to sell this to the CPA and to the client. So that case was placed last week.
Wonderful. We're all about success stories.
Can I piggyback on that and talk to it from the underwriting perspective,
sure,
Mike?
Sure, yeah. Tell us about
this,
it.
This is what an underwriter would call a sweet case. It was a sweet case. It was packaged very well, so kudos to your organization.
Yeah.
It was on a young individual, and to echo, and actually it's where the proof is in the pudding with respect to the fact that we usually see high net worth older age individuals.
Mm-hmm.
This was on a younger high net worth client.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easy to get through the underwriting. We had everything that we needed. Medically, it was the best preferred class.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about those options,
mm-hmm.
We have several options that we can use to pretty much validate and substantiate the statements that are made
mm-hmm.
With respect to the inheritance. We can look at a copy of the irrevocable trust if one has been executed, or confirmation from an attorney or an appropriate third party verifying the inheritances to take place in the next 5 or 10 years,
mm-hmm.
or a copy of a parent's will and estate planning documentation, which in this case we were able to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a case that went through the process very quickly. It was a case that, from an underwriting perspective, met our needs, and at the end of the day was one that the underwriter was so excited about that he told the story within our organization, and it spread like wildfire.
Well, it sounds like you're excited about it, too.
Absolutely.
This case lined up, it sounded like, because you were able to validate a line, a total line of $55 million, but they only took $38 million, that your projections went a little bit more to the aggressive side in order to get to $55 million. Am I correct or incorrect?
You are correct. We looked at the case holistically from the wealth between Generation 1 and Generation 2. We looked at what makes sense based on the evidence that was provided, and we were able to rise above our competitors and win this case.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, that's great. So how do you identify these cases now? Mark, what should a producer take away from this call and go back to do their own fact-finding? Is it, you know, looking at every client that 75 or above that they've got in their book with a second generation to protect? You know, what do they need to be looking for in order to take advantage of your program?
Knowing the partner's members, they have a good pulse on their client base, and they'll know who their high net worth older age clients are. To delve into another success story we had, we were working with an outlet that was working with an older high net worth client. They knew they needed to do some planning on Generation 2, but they had not been able to find a carrier that would underwrite a son and daughter, a pair of siblings, based on that anticipated inheritance. And again, the producer here was tapped into the client's overall estate plan. As soon as they became aware of this anticipated inheritance program, the pieces fell in place very quickly. And we were able to underwrite $20 million each on the brother and sister. So what I would recommend is for the partner's members to look at their high net worth base of business. They should be aware of what many of these high net worth clients have in place or don't have in place by way of estate planning. But in many cases, they're going to know that the clients have a plan in place to transfer wealth to Generation 2 or Generation 3.
Right.
This gives them the opportunity to open up a conversation with that younger generation, whereas they may not have had a point of contact with that generation before. So I would focus on those cases where they're working with an older generation now. They're looking for an opportunity to open up that conversation with the younger generation.
I think that's an excellent point, and I think this is a good place to conclude our discussion. And we're going to make sure that we get a copy of the Projected Inheritance one-pager out with this recording to every principal in our membership. I think what you guys are doing is wonderful. You know, given the state of estate taxes and some of the potential changes that can go on, this is a great door opener to get into the second generation and start having a discussion about protecting their wealth. So with that said, I want to thank you both, Tony and Mark, for joining us here on The Partner's Voice. I look forward to many, many sales with the Projected Inheritance Program. And Tony, remember, you owe me one.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.